Boston University women's basketball overcomes a 13-point second-half deficit to secure a 60-55 win over Lemoyne. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, just overall takeaways from tonight's win.
Yeah, I think a lot to learn from this one. I think any road win is a happy win. They're not easy to come by. I thought we could have started better, and we could have had a better start in the first and second quarter, but I thought we did adjust well in the second half. Shots were falling, toward down the stretch that we needed to, and we executed our offense better. I thought we did some really good things defensively, too, in the second half. So I really was happy with the second half adjustments to win it.
When you say the execution in the second half, what did you see in that moment of the game that maybe you didn't in the first 20 minutes?
I thought there was a turn up defensively. We obviously pressed throughout the whole second half and tried to cause a little chaos. We were able to convert off of their turnovers a little bit better, which we weren't doing in the first half. I thought we took care of the ball better, executed our offense. We had 10 turnovers in the first half, 2 in the second. So I was really happy with that adjustment. And I think we controlled the glass a lot better in the second half. We only gave up 2 boards as opposed to 10 in the first half. So those are two things that we've been focusing on every game. And I thought we did a really good job in the second half adjusting, especially in that fourth quarter, the way our offense was flowing. And like I said, us hitting shots down the stretch were really, really big for us.
18 points, 7 boards for Allison Schwertner, also 4 steals. A lot of that came in pick and roll offense with feeds from Ava Gormley, who finished with 6 assists as well as 4 steals. How comfortable do you see Allison Schwertner getting in that type of plays, in those type of plays, but also in the offense as a whole?
Yeah, she's been great in the ball screen. She's been great. We try to put her in a lot of actions with Alex where they're both in a screening action together. It's just hard to guard. We did it a lot with Caitlin Weimer last year, and it was successful for us. So my thing when we talk about Allison is just how fearless she is. She continues to do that, but also in a consistent way. As a freshman, to see that so soon is very rare. So really happy with how aggressive she's being. She's playing fearless. Even when she makes mistakes, she doesn't have this mentality of not going on to the next play and having that affect her game. She goes to the next play and she continues to play hard.
13 points from Alex Giannaris, 12 from Audrey Erickson as well. Looking at the past couple of games now here, what have you liked from Erickson's game, and how does that help take the pressure off of Giannaris with all the attention she gets?
Yeah, I think with her moving to the four, it's been really good for us with Audrey. She obviously had a great shooting game last game. This game, she came in the first half, wasn't hitting, but she stays confident with that. She knows she needs to keep shooting and has that shooter's mentality. So really, really happy. Obviously, she made some big ones down the stretch. Alex, same thing. She missed a couple. I think it was, getting used to that floor and that gym and things like that. And I told them at half to trust the percentages that will play out. And obviously, we shot 56% from the field in the fourth quarter. So happy with that. They both have this mentality of, like, I'm going to keep shooting and trusting and being confident in my shot. And I thought, that played well for us today.
Biggest message you want your student athletes to take from this game, going from team that was looking for its first win in Lemoyne to team against UAlbany next Tuesday that heads into the weekend undefeated?
I think it's going to be similar things to focus on. One, us and our execution, and can we do that for 40 minutes? Taking care of the basketball and rebounding. It's always going to be that until we can continue to get better at it. But how good can we be for 40 minutes to execute a game plan?